Hey everyone, welcome to Swirl's Adventures in Slutland, Episode 2, Part 1. So, my loyal fans, I am sitting here waiting for my car to show up. Wait, that makes me sound fancy. Like I have a car. No, what I mean is like, I'm waiting like for my actual car to be available for my use. I am going to a party tonight. And this is kind of a big deal for your little swirl. I am, and you may be shocked, I am painfully shy and an introvert and socially awkward and a dork. And so for me to be going to a party, first and foremost, is a big deal. And it's an even bigger deal because I'm going by myself, right? And, I'm going by myself, and it's not a normal party, of course, because I'm Swirl, I don't do anything conventional. the party is being thrown at, a local swingers couple, a local house where they have swingers parties. If you listen to episode 1 of Swirl's Adventures in Slutland, I talked about the swingers party and hooking up with some dudes there. And so this week they are having a kink party. And if you know me at all, I like kink. I like all sorts of kinky stuff. You know, like food and anal. Just kidding. I don't like food or anal when it comes to sex. But I do like kinky stuff, and so I just kind of want to go and watch. And I want to go, and I didn't want to take my friend with me this time because she's a pain in my butt. And I didn't have anyone else to take me. Fuck Buddy will not go to these parties with me because he's an ass. And I know what you're thinking, by the way. Swirl, if your fuck buddy is an ass, why do you fuck him? Well, he's an ass, but he's like the kind of ass that grows on you. You know, I think I might have said that before. He's a douche, but, you know, you're like, you're my douche, fuck buddy, my douche. Family Guy reference there for you. So, he's an ass, and he won't go, because I don't know why. He's just a pain. So he won't go, and no one else that I would want to go with is available to go. So off by myself, I'm going to go, and I'm very nervous. And I think I'm more nervous about like finding a place to park, you know, walking in, finding somewhere to kind of like stand, because that's all the socially awkward stuff. Like, I'm not worried about like people, you know, ooh, what if nobody talks to me? That's okay. I can sit there like a dork by myself and just, you know, dork around doing dork things. But here are some goals. Well, one, loyal fans. As you know, in episode 1 of Swirl's Adventures in Slutland, I kind of bemoaned the fact that I had gotten my ass dumped by my daddy. And, in typical Swirl fashion, I have, of course, attached myself to someone rather quickly, and so I have some rules tonight that I need to follow that the Big Bad Wolf has given me. We shall call him, I don't know whether to call him the Big Bad Wolf or Hot Chocolate. I think we might have to go with Hot Chocolate. Okay, so one of the guys that I hooked up with at these swingers parties last time, a couple months ago, was Hot Chocolate. He was the one who was dressed up like a wolf, but I thought he was a pirate. Don't ask me why. But we're going to call him Hot Chocolate because he had a t-shirt on the other day that said Hot Chocolate. And so, been playing with Hot Chocolate, and while he is not, you know, he is a member of the swingers lifestyle and not the BDSM community. He's very much interested in being a dom. So I'm kind of teaching him, I guess. It's very, very much topping from the bottom. And, yeah, a lot of it comes very naturally to him. Like, he's got it. He's got the dom personality, right? Like, and not like he's an asshole, like that kind of dom personality, but like, he's got the daddy dom personality. And so I really like that, of course. And, yeah. And so he's given me some rules. I'm not allowed to touch any other cock tonight. Pussy only. And, yeah, that took some negotiation, because at first, and I think this is the interesting, like, dichotomy between swingers and kinksters. Because, like, when I asked him for some rules, like, I wanted, oh, I like being possessed. I like, not by, like, demons and stuff, but I like being somebody's property. I like having, you know, guidelines and rules. And so when I asked him for that, his first time he said it, he was like, okay, well, your rule is you have to suck two new cocks. I'm like, whoa, whoa, wait, wait, wait. I'm like, I'm not looking to increase my body count here. I don't want to suck anybody else's cock but yours. And well, there's a couple others too. But, you know. So we had to kind of negotiate that, because he was like thinking that he wanted me to push my limits a little bit, which I totally appreciate, and to be more social and social in a swinger kind of way. And I explained to him that just going to this party is pushing my limits as it is, and that, I would prefer not to suck any other cock. So he said today, I got my updated list of instructions, and it was very simple. No cock, pussy only. So, okay. Fans, in an ideal world, I would go to this party, maybe see a nice couple, talk to them. The girl's a subby, hopefully a pain slut. And then the guy lets me play with his little pain slut, and I will dom her and make her come very, very hard, and maybe get to hit her. I never know how to say that. Like, beat her, hit her, spank her. I don't know. But that would be, like, the ideal. I go to this party, and I'm sitting there, la la la, being a dork, regular life, okay? And then, maybe a couple approaches me, and I'll be like, well, I can't do anything with you, sir, because my current owner said no. But you, and I'll look at the chick, I'm like, are you I could play with? And so that is my ultimate goal. Now, we'll see if that actually happens. By the way, that's why this is just part one, because I'm going to go to the party pretty soon. My car should be here soon. And, I still like how that sounds. I'm waiting for my car to get here because I'm very fancy. And yeah. And then when I get home tonight after the party, I will let you know what happened. And then I'll probably be masturbating tonight because, well, it'll be at night and that's what I do because, you know, I'm swirl. I touch myself a lot. I would do it now, but I'm kind of nervous, and so it would just be fruitless, right? Yeah. Now, I really do wish I had an escort for this party. So, but you guys are going to be there with me, right? Like, in my head or something. Because I'll be thinking, what am I going to tell everybody who listens to my weird little recordings and stuff? Okay, so I'm gonna go for now, and I'm gonna put on my sweater, and, oh, you're probably wondering, because I didn't know what to wear, right? What does one wear to a kink party? I have no fucking clue, okay, because I've never been to any of these kinds of things before. So, here's what I'm wearing. I have on some jeans, They're dark, kind of skinny jeans, you know, I guess, which is funny because I'm chubby wearing skinny jeans. They're not like ridiculously tight though. I hate when my pants are uncomfortable. And I have a black t-shirt on that says, "Keep calm and obey, kitty." It's actually from the American Humane Society, but I thought it was clever to wear tonight. And then I just have like a black cardigan I'm going to throw on it because it's a little chilly outside. And I will be wearing a collar. Hopefully just to give any like, you know, doms out there some sort of indication that perhaps I'm not available. Maybe I can switch some doms. Maybe I can be the dom slayer tonight. Let some unsuspecting dom hit on me and then flip and switch around on him and spank him and make him beg and stuff. Ooh, that would be fun. My new owner said that, no cock, but I mean, if I make somebody stroke his cock, that's gotta be different, right? That's not being disobedient. Oh, well, if I'm disobedient, he can just spank me later. So, yeah. All right, so let me sum things up for you. One, things are getting kind of serious with hot chocolate. Yeah. He's been stopping by kind of frequently. And I am telling you, loyal listeners, that Jesus, oh my God, the guy is just so good. And, you know, this will sound weird at first, especially if you're not into BDSM, but he likes to hurt me, which is fan-fucking-tastic. I have marks all over my back. And he's pretty good at pulling hair. Gotta love that. We did play around with, a flogger a little while ago. That was hot too. We haven't had an opportunity to like, just like go all out with like, you know, doing a scene as it were, just because of the noise factor. So anyway. Oh, I'm wearing black boots, by the way, too. In case you were wondering about my shoes. Cause I know. So many of you are sitting there thinking, Swirl, you told us about your t-shirt and your jeans, but you didn't say anything about your shoes. Okay, I am obviously nervous. So, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm gonna go. I said that before, didn't I? Yeah. I'm very nervous. Truly, truly nervous. Oh, I wish I had, like, a kinky friend who would go with me to this kind of stuff. But I don't, because everybody's so vanilla. So much vanilla. It's a good thing I have hot chocolate. All right. So I will talk to you tonight, guys. All right? Be thinking about me. Ooh, think about if you were at that party and all the dirty things you would want me to do to you. Okay. I will talk to you when I get home. Bye. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Swirl's Adventures in Slutland, Episode 2, Part 2. As promised, I'm here to give you an update on the swinger/kink party that I just attended. As you can probably hear in the background, I am driving home. So this is kind of like a crossover. It's like Drive Time with Swirl's Adventures in Slutland. Okay, so party. What a weird fucking evening I've had. Ugh. Okay, so I would say about the first... excuse me, I'm also tired as hell. About the first 45 minutes or so that I was there, I didn't really talk to anybody, drank a Pepsi. Yeah, just kind of like stood around like a dumbass, like I predicted. So then I found a place to sit, like they have this big old couch, so I was like sitting on the big old couch, and I was listening to this transgendered person beside me talking to this couple, and like... they were kind of, you know, She was talking about being a trans girl and all this stuff. And then they kind of started messing around and then they disappeared. So then I made myself even more comfortable on the couch. And eventually, Tiffany, the trans girl, came back. And Tiffany was fucked up beyond belief. As she told us many, many, many times over the course of the evening, she had only two drinks while she was gone. And that was a very short amount of time that she was gone, by the way. But she only had two drinks. Excuse me. Oh, I'm gonna keep yawning because I'm tired. But yeah, she was fucked up. She later on insisted that she was drugged, but I don't know. I don't know. So, most of my time at this party was hanging out with Tiffany, the super fucked up trans girl. I mean, I spanked her a little bit, you know. She was wearing pretty much nothing. but most of the night, yeah, seriously, it was me just kinda taking care of her. I, like, fucking switched into, like, mommy dom mode, I guess. And, took this little girl under my wing and was, like, keeping her safe from all the people at the party. Okay, sorry about the yawning. And, you know, so we just kind of hung out. She's very clingy. She liked to hug. I eventually got her some water, you know, trying to sober her up a little bit. She told everybody at least twice that she only had two drinks and that she's never been this fucked up before. She tended to repeat herself. I think she asked my name about 400 times. Pretty much anybody who came around, she would ask their name and then end up hugging them. So, yeah. I did get to watch some people doing some naughty stuff, which is a first for me, and I'm very, very pleased about all of that business. So at one point, I took Tiffany to the bathroom because, she had to pee. And while she was washing her hands, this guy named James came in. And he was talking to her and talking to me and, yeah. oh, James. He's adorable. So James is like he's probably in his 40s. A black guy, engineer, a self-professed, and this right here, listeners, this is oh my God. He's a real dom. Yeah. And he asked me if I was a real sub. Right there, it's like, fuck you. what the hell is this real dom, real sub bullshit? Yeah, I was like, what do you mean? So he kept asking me questions and, I kept yawning. Sorry. Okay, so he kept asking me questions and he was like, you know, what are you into? What are your kings? Blah, 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 all that kind of business, right? And so I told him I was into DDLG. And he's like, are you a little? And I was like, I can be. And so then he was like, whoosh, like all obsessed with me being a little and wanting me to be little with him. And like, I think he was pushing for a specific age. And I do not, like, where, you know, I do identify as a little, I guess, or I will say that I'm little. I do not identify as an age. Like, I like age play, but not like age play, if that makes sense. Well, which it should, because if you've listened to any of my audios, you know what I'm talking about. I will say, you know, you know, something like, Daddy, Daddy, will you fuck my little pussy? But I will not say anything with a specific age because that, ew, no. No offense to any of my fellow littles out there who are a specific age. La, 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 la. Okay. So, I gotta pull into my place here. Hold on. Okay, where the fuck are my keys? There we go. Boop. I live in a gated community, so I have to open the gate. In case you're, you know, curious about me. Anyway. So, James was all just trying to get my shit. That sounds gross. Sorry. You know, because he wants a little, like, he's like, oh, I love to play with a little, blah, blah, blah. No. So, I mean, I teased him a little bit. I, you know, talked to him in a little voice, and he just worked very hard to, like, get my number and get my contact info, and he wanted me to text him, and I'm like, no. So, that was kind of fun. Because I was at that party, and I know there were, like, dungeon monitors there, and there were, like, you know, all kinds of people around, I felt relatively safe. So, I sort of had a good time fucking with this dude. In the sense that I knew I wasn't gonna do anything. That's terrible. I'm such a tease. But I was told by my current owner that, that I wasn't allowed. So I didn't. Because if anything, despite what many of you may think, Swirl is a good girl and does what she's told. So, let me sum up real quick, because I am home now. Let me sum up really quick what happened at this party. I hung out with Tiffany, the super fucked up trans girl. Oh, by the way, she stole my sweater. I let her borrow my sweater. Remember, I described what I was wearing. Let her borrow my sweater. Didn't get my sweater back. I have friended her on FetLife, so I'm going to ask for my sweater back. I doubt I'll ever see it again. And I feel a little guilty because I just kind of like was like, okay, Tiffany, you make sure you get home safe. And I ran away because I don't want to be like super responsible for somebody. I kept an eye on her at the party, but like I didn't want to see about getting her home safely. The hosts of the party can take care of that. Yeah. And then there was James, the guy, like, obsessed with me being a little, and who was trying so desperately hard to get me to be naughty, and it didn't work. So, not the sexiest party. Got to see some good stuff. Got to see a lot of floggers being used, and there was one guy there who was a rigger, so he did some rope bondage and tied up this girl pretty nicely. It was nice. I like that. But otherwise, kind of a weird evening. Yeah. All right. I know, I'm not even masturbating. That's weird. I don't even know if I'm going to. I also, due to my introvertedness, there should be a way to say that. And due to my introvert nature and my social awkwardness and stuff, I have, like, a terrible headache, of course. Because it's very draining for me to talk to people. So, mission accomplished. I went to a party. Went to a party by myself. It was pretty cool. Did that thing. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm gonna go now, loyal fans, and, I apologize, this probably wasn't the most excited, Swirl's Adventures in Slutland, so next time I'll make sure that my
wet, tight little pussy is filled with a toy, and that, that I'm playing, and you get to hear me make some sexy sounds, okay? Ooh, I might also post, some playtime with my new daddy, my new owner. Yeah, because he said he'd be okay with that. So I might do that. Alright, so, be good, loyal listeners, or don't.